The good news, the gospel reading from today's celebration of the Mass from the Gospel of John. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not trying to stone you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized. There he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. Jesus made two claims. He was consecrated by the Father for a special task, and he was sent into the world to carry out his Father's mission. The scriptural understanding of consecration is to make holy for God, to be given over, or a freewill offering and sacrifice for God. Jesus made himself a sin offering for us. Jesus challenged his opponents to accept his works if they could not accept his words. One can argue with words, but deeds are beyond argument. Jesus is the perfect teacher, and that he does not base his claims on what he says, but on what he does. Are you a doer of God's word, or a forgetful hearer only? Write upon our hearts, O Lord, the lessons of your holy word, and grant that we may be doers of your word, and not forgetful hearers only. Amen. For more reflections on the scriptures, visit discerninghearts.com.